I don't know. He's already shaking his head.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. I am Rebecca Hector Kruth. This is Mitch Scorey. It's March 10th, 2009, and we are in Mr. Scorey's home in South Lansing. Okay, so first thing I want to ask you is, what brought you to this area? What brought you to Old Town, North Lansing? What brought you to this area?
I was born in this area. And I moved away for a while, and then I ended up coming back and building here. And so that was my main incentive, was the fact that my folks live near here. And I was born here, too. I mean, near here.
What brought you back to the area? Job?
Oh, a job did. I'm glad you mentioned. There used to be a Benson Hardware downtown. And my wife and I came up here to visit. Actually, I came to get my veterans papers so I could buy a house in Garden City, Michigan. And while I was up here, I looked at the paper, and they had an ad for someone to start a TV shop in their hardware. So I went and interviewed, and they decided I'd do it. That was when TV was first coming out. So I worked there a few years, and then it was sold. And we moved out of there, and that's when I went out. It was still my business, but in a different location.
Mm-hmm. Where was the business originally at?
Ionia, Washington, and Ionia, I think, is where it was. It was a great big hardware store.
Okay, so right near downtown.
It was in downtown.
Sure.
Yeah, Benson Hardware.
Oh, you said that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So you have some roots here, basically. Your son mentioned...
What kind?
I said you have some roots here.
Oh, yes.
And your son mentioned that is it your father who came over, or...?
My father came when he was 16, and he had something in his eyes when he came to... what's the island?
Ellis
Island. Mm-hmm. I have my wife here for a reason.
Okay.
She reminds me of the words. And so they wouldn't let him in the country. So they sent him to a camp in Mexico. And he was there about 6 weeks till the inflammation went down. Then he came up. Mm-hmm. And my uncle, my great uncle, his uncle, met him here in Lansing. So he brought the train into Lansing. They ended up in North Lansing there. Mm-hmm. My uncle got him a room, went down, bought all new clothing, went back to the room, and he showered and changed the clothes so they'd have a totally new beginning. Mm-hmm. So he did come straight into North Lansing.
Thinking about Old Town today, do you ever go down there as it is now? Do you ever spend any time down there?
I go there a fair amount. I've seen a lot of changes.
Do you have a favorite spot that you like to go?
You had two businesses in North.
Yeah. I don't have a favorite spot.
Or just one that you really like, a place that you go a lot, a restaurant?
There's one...
gallery?
Huh?
Restaurant,
a restaurant that we go to, and I don't know the name. It's on Grand River near Large. There's a little restaurant. We go there. At one time, years ago, I had a TV repair shop in that same location. And one day my wife went with her friends there, and she was sitting there, and she said, God, this place looks familiar. And all of a sudden she says, hey, our shop used to be here. So we have that. I mean, you know, we go there probably because of that. Mm-hmm. And right across the driveway used to be El Tango. I don't know, you probably never heard of it, mm-hmm. unless you're old Lansing. It was a Mexican restaurant. They had very good food. Mm-hmm. And so we used to go there. They'd stay open all night. If we went somewhere, we'd end up over there. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. can you think of maybe one of your best memories of Old Town or time that you spent in North Lansing? Something that really stands out?
I don't know about the best memory. I can't think.
If you have a worst, that's okay too. Huh? If you have a worst memory, that's okay too.
No, I don't have a worse one. No, when I opened up my another business, it was a furniture business, secondhand rather. Mm-hmm. That was on Turner Street. Mm-hmm. And when we opened it, I was so thrilled. Mm-hmm. Mike run it for a while, but we did have help problems. And then when it was going down and Mike came in there and it came back up, and then he said, I'm going to college, all of a sudden it went down because I was an absentee owner. I had other guys run it, and that just doesn't work in a lot of places. But just the fact that I had it there, I liked it. The people, even back then, they were like a different breed of people, but they were all very nice.
What do you mean different breed? What do you mean by that?
Well, now it's more craft and entertainment area. Mm-hmm. Back then it was strictly a business. They did have bars for entertainment, but that's about it. And they had a couple of restaurants there, too. Mm-hmm. But it's a different atmosphere than it is now. It was more business than...
What was the name of the business that you used to own, the furniture business?
Oh, ABC Secondhand Store.
And do you know what's there now?
Yeah. Naked Portraits or something. Yeah, it's a gallery, and I think they did an extensive remodeling on the inside. Mm-hmm. And put rooms upstairs. There were rooms when I was there, but they'd all been, I think it used to be a hotel, because mm-hmm. at the time I had it, they even had the gas things coming out of the sidewalls. Mm-hmm. So it used to have gas lighting. Mm-hmm. And the woman that bought it, two women bought it, and they totally remodeled it. I've never been upstairs. Mm-hmm. Downstairs, they rented out to two or three different artists. Mm-hmm. But they did a good job on that.
Mm-hmm. So you like what they did with the...
Yeah, it was very nice.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier, too, just on that same subject, that things have changed. You said that right when we started. What else have you think has changed since maybe when you... first owned businesses down there when you first came to Lansing, in that North Lansing area, as opposed to what you see now? Your son had mentioned that was the dangerous kind of spot that he would go to when he was a teenager.
Yeah, when I had the store, like I said, there were bars there, and there was a lot of drinking going on. And I can't think of the names of the bars, but there was one on Clinton and Turner. And then there was an empty lot. Used to be secondhand clothing, charitable type. Anyway, there was a store there, and then that burned right next to them, between my building and theirs. And then I bought that piece. So I had that. But there used to be a lot more drinking. We'd go there after work sometime and have a drink. And they even had strippers at that time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Cross Street was, and down a little, was the Mustang Bar. Mm-hmm. Then around the corner on Grand River was another bar. Mm-hmm. So for that small area, it had a lot of drinking going on. Mm-hmm. At nighttime, there would be that type of entertainment, you know, drinking and having fun. But during the day, there wasn't any more secondhand. We were the only secondhand store. But Frank Basil was there, and he'd been there for ages. He had a warehouse. Well, we started out in his building for about 2 years, and then we bought a building and moved over there. But he was there, he owned almost all the block. And He helped us get started. Mm-hmm. He'd go around, all he did, his livelihood at that time, was picking up junk stuff and selling it to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And what I call junk, it was valuable to somebody. Mm-hmm. That he had also, going back a little bit, it was further on Grand River, but it was still North Lansing. He had a bike shop. He was a young man then, and I was a very young man. But we bought my first bicycle there. Mm-hmm. And he had a bike shop, and then they had a pawn shop. Mm-hmm. And so I've been in the North End a lot, but not in the immediate downtown, you know, what we call downtown now. Because it was mostly on Grand River,
so
a little further.
Where do you feel the boundaries are then? Like, what separates North Lansing and Old Town and downtown?
Downtown, I'd say Oakland probably is the dividing mm-hmm. point. Because when I was down there, we also had an association. We had rented the old train station on Grand River, right where the tracks are. We had rented that for our association from the city, and it was $1 a year, you know, just to satisfy leases and stuff. But that was our offices. And we tried. We didn't do anything in that direction. We had carnivals. We had some carnivals there. And that brought in quite a few people to the North End. But we never got the budget that they're getting now with the jazz and everything. And the government gave us, one of our people wrote a letter, so you can get grants. So we got a grant, and we did get some help there to try to educate some of the poorer people. Because it was known as the poor area. The housing was old there, and a lot of people weren't working, and it was just an old section. So we helped a lot of people, you know, mainly on a trade. We had we hired one guy that would train, it was a carpenter, but he'd train them how to drywall and make things out of lumber, you know, in the building end of it. That worked out for a while, but we got, I think, 2 years, and then we didn't get any grant after that. So that folded.
When was that?
You're going to stretch my memory here. Mike was probably, he must, either 15 or 20 at that time. So that would have put it about 25 or 30 years ago.
Okay.
Or, yeah, somewhere in that area.
You mentioned it was the poor area. What was the ethnic makeup of North Lansing at the time that you guys were having this association and trying to, you know, improve people's financial setting? I was just curious how.
It was a pretty mixed area. There was some area that I know when I went to school at Eastern, previous to that, there were Italian neighborhoods, there were Polish neighborhoods. They're not Greek, but Macedonians. At that time, everybody tended to try to settle where they were familiar. The Lebanese were all on the west side at one time, and then after World War II, they all dispersed. But most ethnic people that come from the old country tend to find somebody that they can speak in their language with and everything. My dad was different. He came out in the country.
Were there ever any ethnic disputes or anything? So one of our other interviewees said there was some Mexican issues with the Mexican population. Do you remember any events or anything like that?
There was quite a population. I don't really remember any big clashes. I know the blacks and the Mexicans, they didn't click too much. And there were a couple of fights from that. But I really don't know of any other group. There was American Indians, a little group of them. And I never really remember any clashes where I'd say, man, they're at war with each other or anything. You know, somebody would argue and that's it.
So how do you, you mentioned earlier that you could talk a lot about the redevelopment and a lot of the changes that have taken
about
place.
About what?
About the redevelopment of Old Town and a lot of the changes that have taken place.
Well, I can't, you know, I don't know about a lot, but Motor Wheel was down there. I have to stretch my memory now. They were quite a business. They were, they've been here, or they were here, from almost when the cars started, because they made wheels, and every car had to have wheels. So they did very good on that for many years. And a lot of people worked there and retired from them. That was, did I say Motor Wheel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll get my, at 83 I get mixed up. Anyway, it was there for a long time. And it was going right along, and I knew people that worked there. I had quite an engineering crew and everything. And then Goodyear Tire bought them. And they had a few years, and then gradually they downsized. Then they moved it right out. In fact, before they moved it all the way out, they put up a building by the post office for Motor Wheel. They traded the factory as a down payment, you know, that section, and Hyde's put their building up for them. And they were there for a few more years, and then they folded up here and moved out.
Have you seen it since they've turned it into loft apartments?
Since what?
They've turned the motor wheel plant into loft apartments now. Have you seen
it? Oh, no, I haven't. I've seen the building. I've never been in them. But I would imagine they did a real nice job because, you know, like most of them, they try to make the outside authentic and then inside, it's something everybody wants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you been in it?
I actually had my brother-in-law lived there for a little while, and they kept, you can still see like pieces of chunks of steel and stuff.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, they tried to keep some of it. I mean, the rest of it, of course, is very modern, but, how do you see that kind of redevelopment as a positive thing for the area?
Oh, I think it's a positive. Mm-hmm. We're gonna, if they changed them all to lofts, though, look what we'll have with GM. They've torn down a bunch of the buildings, but there's so much left. But I'm hoping and expect it to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's a very positive thing because it's something they can do fast and fill up. If they'd have put commercial buildings up there or a mall or something,
mm-hmm.
what are they going to do? They'd be empty now.
Yeah. Kind of
even the Lansing Mall is having a hard time now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Can you think of, is there a moment in Lansing's history or in North Lansing, Old Town's history that you see as being sort of a crucial moment, maybe like a turning point, or?
Well, one thing I didn't want them to do, but they didn't ask me. I didn't want them in the worst way to make a mall, put a mall inside of Lansing, not North Lansing, in Lansing, you know, to close off the streets, have a promenade in the middle there, so you can walk from one to the other, and put the parking outside,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the back. Well, that took Lansing down so fast, it was pitiful.
Mm-hmm. Which mall are you? Where are you talking about?
Right downtown Lansing.
You mean like by Washington?
Washington Avenue.
Square.
Yeah, Washington Square.
Right.
It's open again now.
Yeah.
But they had it closed off, so you could park in there, but a very limited number of parking. But at one time, well, like north of Michigan Avenue, there wasn't any parking at all in there. You know, just walk anywhere you want. Well, it didn't do that much good. And when they put the mall out there, and then they wanted to put, somebody wanted to put one in North Lansing, just north of town, but within our control. And then they wanted to put one out here. Lansing kept saying, we don't need it, we have downtown. Well, downtown came and went, it still is. And if they're talking about putting, it's got room for more development. If they put what they want in there, we'll be subsidizing them too. Condominiums and stores.
Yep.
They're talking about putting grocery stores up there. Mm-hmm. I don't think it'll go. It might be one of these little quality dairies in there, mm-hmm. but nobody's going to go downtown to shop for their week's groceries. Mm-hmm. It's too convenient where you're at.
Do you feel that the changes in Old Town, like the redevelopment, do you feel that anyone has been replaced or pushed out as a result of that? Do you know of anyone who maybe lost their business?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, if anybody left, it was, you know, because to their benefit to get out. Either they were going broke or mm-hmm. wanted a different location or something like that. I don't think it has pushed anybody out.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot more people go there to visit than we used to have a furniture store there. It was the mainstay of the town.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not when I was real young, but while I had my business there, we had Estes Furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And they took in a block of stores, but they made one facade or whatever they call it. Across, it looked like one big store, but actually there's a whole bunch of little ones back there. And they were an exclusive type furniture store. People that wanted some quality furniture would go there. And they were there for a long time, but then even that died down. They moved once to the east west side, and they were there for maybe 2 years, and then they went out altogether. But they had a warehouse right behind, I mean, across the street from where my store was.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't know if they made that into lofts or not. You know, that'd be on the west side of Turner,
mm-hmm.
after the stores, right at the end of it. It was a warehouse in there. And then there's, after that, then there's nothing until you get to the other lofts that they made, the new ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so.
There's a lot of those going up. Recently. I was just thinking about that the other day. There's been a lot of new apartment buildings. And
well, it's getting now, especially, it's much cheaper to live in an apartment than buying a house like this, and then you've got to worry about my lawn. I got lots of it. Worry about lawn and heat and everything. Well, it's cheaper to have heat. Everything is cheaper there than it is to have your own house. So a lot of people are heading that way. Part of them for money, you know, to save a buck, and part of them just because they don't want to bother taking care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, condos are the same way. You know, a lot of people go to condos for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of responsibility off you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this question is going to kind of go in a different direction. Can you think of any disasters that you've witnessed while living in this area, natural or otherwise?
We had some floods, and I wouldn't call it it was a disaster, but to a very limited point. It didn't wipe out half the city or anything else. We had several houses that went underwater. Lindbergh Drive every year now still has they hold their breath. We had a fire downtown Lansing, a hotel, and that was a disaster because they did lose people. It was right next to the river, and when the fire came, they didn't have a way to get out, so they jumped in the river, and a lot of them died. That's probably the biggest disaster. I think it was named, I think it was called the Grand Hotel. It was on Michigan Avenue, you know, you're almost downtown and there's the river there. Well, it bordered on the river and then it was on the west side of, you know, northwest corner of in there. So it was right downtown.
Okay. Just trying to think of what's there right now. Do you know what's there right now?
I think it's a parking lot. I don't know if it's a parking lot, but it's a park or something. I don't think they put a building back there.
Yeah, I've never heard that about the
disaster. Didn't you?
No. That's interesting. Let's see. Okay, this is kind of an interesting question. Do you think that there's some kind of, well, how do you want to put, I'm talking about the ghost question.
Do you feel like there's anything like a specter that kind of haunts Old Town or Lansing itself? Like, would it be maybe the automobile industry or something that most people maybe associate with Lansing that's no longer there, or something along that line?
I can't honestly think of any.
Or actual ghost stories.
Huh?
Are there any actual haunted places or stories about haunted places in Old Town at all that you know of?
No.
We were hoping that there was some like haunted history, but we've not really found it yet. So.
No. We have the Turner House, but that's not haunted. It's an old one. One thing that's not in North Lansing, you said something that was here. It wasn't in North Lansing. It might have gone to North Lansing, but we used to have an interurban from here to Jackson. So you got to hop on the train and zip to Jackson, which was nice, but I used to cross the tracks when I'd go to grade school. Then it wasn't very long after that they closed it. Well, then I was reading about it. At the time, I just figured I never saw the train go through, but then I was reading about it much later. And it was due to all of a sudden everybody was driving, you know, and so that was a losing proposition, hauling people. But at first, they started it. It didn't last very long, but it was great when it first started. But it didn't take only a few years before a lot of people start getting cars. So that went out. And that track was just followed Cedar Street. It was crossed Miller Road just before you got Cedar. And there used to be a, going further, used to be a Hogsback. You know what a Hogsback is? Well, it's where it's supposedly where the glaciers came through, and it's supposed to have had a chip or something in it. You know, they leveled everything. But it was a huge chip, I mean, bigger than I am, you know, big hill. So the dirt and stuff would pick up on the way would come out of there and leave a long hill, you know, narrow, fairly narrow, but long. And hogs' backs, you know, the hogs will lay there in the mud, and they got a long back. So they just called it the Hogsback. And now That was all the way to Mason and further. The road was built, cedar was put in there, but then had a lot of sand in it too. So then they, after that stopped, and years later, and when we started doing a lot of road construction, they started hauling that away. Now it's flat. Mm-hmm. But it was, we used to slide down it when I was a kid, take our sleds there. But
let's do the time capsule question.
The what?
The time capsule that I asked you about earlier. If you could put something that would represent Old Town, North Lansing into a time capsule, which they're actually making a time capsule to be opened 150 years from now.
I won't be here.
You won't be here? Something that would really let the people who are going to be alive then know what Lansing was like at this time or was like.
Well, I used to be in, other than a secondhand store and everything, I was in the TV service and sales, and then I was into two-way radio sales. And then we got into phones. Now, the first phone, they'd be interested in that, because in the trunk was this big box. And up in front, it had like a home telephone sitting there. And but Lansing only had like three lines. And it was so expensive that most people didn't have any. But if you got on it, you'd have to, and somebody's on it, you have to wait until they're off. So that would be interesting for somebody then, how we communicated compared to, I don't even dare guess what would be going on then. Probably I'd look at you and you know what I'm thinking, just like that. But electronics, I've always been in it, so that's why I automatically thought of that. Cars, they modernized them like mad. They went from the steam engine to the tractors and diesels.
Maybe something that would represent GM or motor wheels or Olds?
I think, out of respect, I think something out of GM or we don't have Oldsmobile anymore, but something to out of respect for RE Olds, which is another thing. You know, when you say what isn't here that was, you don't think of them right away, but Oldsmobile, I mean, RE Olds, the inventor of it or the builder of it, he started another company too. It was called the Rio for the REO. And that was, they had quite a car, but it was more car than most people wanted. And so that phased out, and then they got into the trucking business. They built, World War II, they built tons of trucks. But then later on, they went out. I worked there too. You wonder if I ever did anything very long. But that one I worked when I was in high school. Before they called me in, I'd signed up when I was 17 to go in the service, but they didn't want to take me until I was 18, so I managed to get a job there, working until I was called in. And they put me sweeping. Well, then I had wanted to work on a machine, because I took a machine shop in high school. But they didn't want it. And then finally, after I turned 18, I said, hey, I'm 18. Well, tell you what, we can put you on that machine if you find somebody to do your sweeping. So a guy had a father-in-law in Canada that wanted to come over. So I got him, talked to him. Yeah, he didn't mind sweeping. So I took him in and introduced him. And then they said, well, okay, we've got to process everything. So all of a sudden I look, and he's running the machine. Well, being bullheaded and young, I got mad. I told them, and they didn't do anything about it, so I quit. Mm-hmm. Then I went to Oldsmobile for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that's something that's missing from Lansing today, then? Do you think that that's something that's missing from Lansing, then, the auto industry sort of being...
I think the autos and the trucks, Rios. Mm-hmm. I think that was a big part of Lansing. And the rest of it, Oldsmobile, definitely. Because all my life we've had Oldsmobile here, and then they start building Cadillacs and everything else in here, and then they got rid of Oldsmobile. Well, my dad worked there not all his life, but most of his Lansing living was there, and that's all you heard of was Oldsmobile. But then all of a sudden they decided to stop that one, which might have been good, but it was an older man's car, older person's car. And I guess that's why they decided they wanted to go with the younger ones. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, did you guys have anything?
No, I think that's it. Okay. I have one last one. Because we talked to your son, just out of curiosity, do you have a favorite memory of something you shared with your son or with your family in Old Town? Like a favorite memory of things you used to do with them in Old Town?
No, I don't. But when I had the second-hand store, I was very happy when he decided to come in and run it, because we were in debt then. The guys I had there, the phone bill run up, the payments were behind. And so he came in, and it came up. It came up real good. So I was tickled to death about that. But then he decided to go to college. And I think within about 2 weeks, they called me, and we don't have any money for this. I said, well, close the door then. So we got out of it. I probably would have been better off had I gone there and closed the TV shop. But yeah, everything I've done, I've enjoyed. It wasn't always successful, but I've enjoyed it. And my wife... God bless her. I'm looking in the file one day, and in the back, how to become a millionaire discards. She's sticking all my projects in there that I tried. So.
Well, just to kind of wrap it up, if there was just anything else that you'd like people watch, I don't know, who happen to see this production or watch this video, if there was just one thing that you'd like them to know about Lansing or North Lansing or Old Town, what would you like them to know about the area? Especially since Lansing has sort of been getting this reputation as of late as sort of a dead city, sort of a dying area. What would you like people to know about Lansing?
I don't think Lansing is a dead area. Mm-hmm. I think it will bounce back. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to have some help doing it. Mm-hmm. And I say it that way because I don't really know what the factories, you know, what they have in money and what they need in money. Mm-hmm. That's beyond me. Mm-hmm. But Lansing has sort of come down and came back up and down and up several times in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. And because I was in the Depression, but I really didn't know it because I was little, and my dad had this little farm, so we had a potato bin about from here to the wall and about this wide, and he'd fill it about that high in it. We'd eat potatoes all winter long. And then the sprouts came out in the spring, so we'd plant them. But we've been up and down, Lansing has, and I really think it'll come back up. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I'd be packing my bags.
Well, when you leave, we'll know it's time.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
No. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.